Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying your precious holy written word. And we depend on you, Lord Holy Spirit, to teach us. And let the word change us in Jesus' name. Amen. We were into studying about the time of war. It's a time of peace. And there is no one, no Christian can escape, no believer can escape from this war that is on now. Ephesians chapter 6, verses from 10 onwards, we read about the conflict that all believers have to go through, whether we like it or not. And then there's warfare and the weapons and the battleground. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verses 3 to 5. And we should know very clearly the battleground of the enemy is our soul, the mind, emotions, and the will. The battle is taking place in our soul. Of course, he can attack the body with sicknesses and things like that. But the battleground of the enemy is targeted to our soul. And as we were going through Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 12 onwards, the first armor that was given to us by God to be able to put on the whole armor of God. We need to put on the whole armor of God. That is our job, responsibility. God has set us free from the hand of the devil through his shedding of his blood. He has canceled the authority of the devil which he had over us. When we believed in him and we got born again. Now, the armor is the word, the truth, the girdle of truth, which is the word of God. And without it, the dress will not stand in its place for the soldier, and you will never be able to move or to use the other weapons. Truth in daily life, everywhere. Honesty, we saw that. Sincerity and frankness, openness. The second one is breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, which is again the word. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 says, the word of righteousness. The word of God is the word of righteousness. Now listen carefully. These are things that we need to get hold of and put on so that we can stand against the devil on the evil day. The evil day is not an option. It will come. Nobody can escape from it. The evil day will stop and nobody can have evil day only after death or Jesus comes. So the breastplate of righteousness is the faith and love in 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. And the righteousness of Jesus Christ has been given to us. He is our righteousness. The Lord is our righteousness because of his holy living. And when we believe in by faith in him, that righteousness is being given to us. And when we stand before God and Jesus next to us, he sees both the same. He calls Jesus my son, and you and me my son, my daughter. The same thing is given to us. The Lord is our righteousness. So that covers our breast, you know, covers, which is a type of our soul again, because the heart is our soul. Third one, shoes, sandals, preparation of the gospel. We should be ready to give out the good news of God anytime. We should be ready to speak out what God has done to you. That's why I just called some people that the Lord called today. So having the shoes on with us shows mainly two things, availability and mobility. You are available for God to use and you are ready to move. So you must be with all preparation of the gospel. That needs studying, memorizing, sharing the word, everything. Are you all listening to me? Yes. Then, the fourth one is the shield of faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. So here we start today. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The shield of faith. You know, in the New Testament, two kinds of words have been used for shield. One shield is like an oval-shaped shield, you know. But the other shield is a, imagine a door. You see that door? They make the shield like that, so that you have the shield in front of you, nobody can see you. You are behind that shield. So all the parts of your body is covered. They had that kind of shield also. And this word shield comes from the Greek word door. So when you have the shield of faith, the enemy cannot attack you. You're covered behind the shield. It is the shield, mind you, of faith. Of faith. When we go out against Satan, casting out demons from people, getting them out of his kingdom, winning souls and planting churches and all that. That's what we should be doing, right? You can be sure that Satan will send demons to counterattack us. He's not going to attack a churchgoer, just goes and sings, pays their tithes and gets back to work. There's no problem. Churches can join together and then sing as long as they remain within four walls. But the moment we go out to win souls and damage, bring damage to his kingdom, setting the people free from bondages, then he wakes up, he will definitely counterattack. But you need not be frightened or scared, because Jesus defeated him once and forever on the cross. He did not defeat him for himself. He defeated him for us. That victory is ours. We are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. A conqueror is a person who has got the victory. But a person who is more than conqueror, Jesus came and gave his rewards in our hands. You know, you keep it. I did that for you. So Jesus, because of what he did for us, we are more than conquerors. So you must remember that when I say, even though Satan will counterattack, but we are in a good position. Amen. Heaven is behind us. Triune God is with us and the angels are with us. Hallelujah. Most of the present day churches do nothing to attack the devil's kingdom. So they have no problem. Today's Sunday gatherings, most of the time, are diluted with diluted word, the good news, at least part of the good news. They have their traditional programs to suit everyone. And therefore, they do nothing to damage the enemy's kingdom. Remember, the enemy has a kingdom. So the devil has no problem with those people. In fact, when you see these churches, they are in a kind of deception as they function week after week, thinking that they are doing a great thing for the Lord. But when we cast out demons and heal the sick and bring people into God's kingdom, break curses over their lives and set them free in the name of Jesus, then he wakes up. Then Satan tries to bring confusion, depression, division, all kinds of things will begin to happen. He counterattacks us. We must be aware of his schemes. Firstly, you know, our soul is divided into three areas, right? I mean, this is not just a doctrine, but everyone knows that it's the mind, the emotions, and the will. Three. What are they? The mind, the emotions, and the will. Now, the devil can attack the mind immediately, bring confusion, bring accusation. Some people say, Pastor, I know that you did not mean that, but then I just got offended. Sometimes he can attack while you are sleeping, bring me and then attack as if I'm yelling at you, as if I am not okay with you, I'm angry with you. He can do that. And then you just troubled and you play with the dream and you play with the thought, maybe that you see me in a day when I did not actually take notice of you, and immediately say, see, he ignored you, see, he went like that. Well, actually, I didn't see. I'm not just saying as an example for you to. He takes every opportunity so that he will bring confusion and depression and division. He brings confusion in order to bring division. When the church is divided, it cannot stand before the enemy. When the family is divided, that family cannot stand before the enemy. Yeah. Division brings defeat. The devil attacks emotions. It can give you a wrong emotion. Can attack our minds. And it can attack us when we are sleeping through dreams. False accusations. And it attack our emotions. You can get a wrong feeling. You can just get angry with somebody. For no reason. Have you just experienced that? Just anger rises up in somebody. And It can attack your body to bring all kinds of wrong feelings. It may be depression. It may be a sexual feeling, whatever. And you are unaware that the attack is going on. And you're not doing anything with it. Depression, loneliness. Sometimes it attacks the will. Makes us hear the word of God and then do nothing. And then our will becomes hard. That's what the Bible says, a hard-hearted person. The will is not flexible, strong, because of selfishness, self-motive, independent life, not surrendered to death daily. Self-saving, self-loving will give power to the devil over us. Self-sacrifice will give us power over Satan. Amen. This is absolute truth. Now, if he cannot attack our soul, mind, emotions, will, or our body. Some people, they're attacked in their bodies. Pastors' families, their wives, their children, I'm telling you. And if it cannot attack our soul, it'll attack our body. And if you cannot attack you or myself, it'll attack those who are close to us. Listen carefully, prayerfully. Those who are close to us. If you are a married man and you are doing the work of the Lord as a minister, we know everybody is a minister, right? We are all ambassadors, right? I'm not talking about people who are just going to church and getting back to their work. If you are really serving the Lord and you're married, the first thing that the devil will do to send demons is to attack his wife. Always remember, the minister is under attack. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. If he cannot get to the minister, it'll get to his wife. Oh, yes. And it is almost guaranteed that attack. That is one of the very sure ways he will get back to that minister. And if when your wife is saved, let's say in a family the wife gets saved, right? And she begins to come to church. Now this husband has not been going to the temple all the time. He's just a namesake Hindu. But because she got saved and she's coming to the church, the devil takes him every day to the temple. Or he takes him to liquor. He takes him to some other thing. They're dragged. And they don't know even why. And all this time they were sleeping all the time at home. But because why? It's the other way about also. It's the work of the enemy. In the mind and in the emotions and our soul. Even if you're not married, and you are serving the Lord in some area with all your heart, the devil will come back to you through your those who are close to you, your brother, your sister, could be your mother, your father, who are not in the kingdom. Even when they are in the kingdom, their wills are not surrendered, their souls are not surrendered to the Lord. He'll come back at you with all kinds of accusations. And you will wonder, oh my God, what is this? Confusions. Divisions. Misunderstandings over little things. And you will say, oh, why? For this small thing. But because of confusion, that thing becomes very big. Confusion is a demon spirit that comes to bring division against another demon spirit. So, we must have a shield, as Paul says, big enough to cover not only ourselves, our family, wife, or the wife, the husband, children, everyone that belongs to us. I know when we were ministering, many times my family was under attack. They attacked my sisters, attacked my wife, attacked my daughter. One time we were casting out demons. It was so many people were coming to church with lots of bondages. And the moment we lay hands on demons, they manifest. And all kinds of vicious Hindu gods and those demons with all those names. And while we were doing that, one by one, my dogs were dying. Yeah, for no reason. One morning I get up, I saw this dog always wags his tail to me, and then I saw that morning is going reverse, backwards. Oh, this is something wrong here. And eventually it died. And as we were getting up early morning one day to the service, to meeting, it was revealed to Charmaine that the Lord spoke to her, the devil is killing your animals. Yeah, I'll just get to nice, I love dogs. And then they'll die for no reason. All the stray dogs on the streets will live. So I said, Lord, this. Then when it was revealed for Charmaine, I said, okay, now next time I get the dog, I'm going to name the dog Life. Life. And that remained. Hallelujah. Yeah, I had to learn these things. You see, it is not automatic. You come and serve the Lord and you surrender, you go all out. The devil's going to go and scratch somebody's back now. Somebody in your family. And they will come out against you. What is this? Why church all the time? Where are you going? What's it? Now you go and then you gallivant with all kinds of street people. Do whatever. Get yourself into all kinds of sins or drugs or sexual whatever, fornication. You come back home. I think the devil will say, oh, okay, darling, this we understand. Come in. But then the moment you start off serving the Lord, he'll rise up. What are you doing? Where are you going? In other words, you are damaging. You are bringing damage to his kingdom. So he rises up. So we need to protect everything that God has entrusted to us. You see, I told you last time that the early times in the ministry, I was praying for a lady's a son. That son, probably, I don't know how old, maybe 3-4 years, Pushpa's son. And they brought at about 6 o'clock in the evening. Look at me. And the son, I looked at the son like that. He had so much loose motion. The hospital people, the nurses said, get somebody, get him out. We can't do anything. He's about to die. And they bring it to our church. It was almost evening. And then Charmaine saw the child and she knew that this child is going to die. And she wanted to, told me, no, send them off. Because if something happens, they're going to say, you went to Brother Vincent? Good for you. That's why the child died. And I said, okay, wait a minute, take the child inside. So she took the child and she placed it in front of the pulpit, the altar. And then the child lies as if it's a dead child. Not a finger is moving. So lean, as if, you know, there's nothing there in the body. And smelling. And I said, I knelt down. I rebuked every devil's name. I broke every curses. I never heard any audible voice. And I said, leave this child in the name of Jesus. And I saw this mother. I said, what? What's the matter? Come here. So she took me outside. We came off. There's nothing happened to the child. The child is just... As you were praying, I saw a black cobra snake getting out of the head of the child. Through the head. It came out. There was a wall like this. There was nothing outside. You can see everything. A half wall. And it came. It went outside, out of the head of my child. And it climbed. And it went down. And he said, brother, that is going to my son to kill my son. Please protect my son. Protect my son. I said, did that snake spoke to you? Yes. So I said, Lord, I pray, protect the child. Cover the child by your precious blood. Lord, cover the child. Thank God. Nobody taught me these things. And that child was not touched. But that snake, climbing up the wall, waiting outside, speaking to the mother, I will go and kill the other child. I'm telling you the truth. You know, right, Shamin? Yeah, that's a twin child. Yeah. It's like yesterday to me. That's why you find me. Why this man is so anxious, so sometimes emotionally. Because I don't want to play games with anybody. This is real. And the Lord said, you asked that lady, can the snake talk? What about in Genesis? What did you read? What about the snake that spoke to Eve? And you know what? That child, after a few minutes, got up. Hallelujah. That child was okay. See, this snake, this demon, got inside the child and was holding on, throwing all the food, everything. So he had loose motion. There was nothing in the body. See that? So it when we try to deliver one child, the devil wanted to go and attack the other one. I have been praying for the children. The mother gets angry and slaps somebody. That demon got angry so much, he attacked the mother. And then she goes and slaps somebody else. I said, Lord, what is this? So I had to learn. We need to cover. When you go out for ministry, you need to cover your people. Cover everything that you have. Derek Prince was casting out a demon out of a lady, a demon of suicide. And the following day, she came back and said, Brother Prince, you know what happened? What? The very same time that I got delivered, my husband was taking a dog, a beautiful dog, on his pickup truck. And the dog was behind. And always used to stay behind. And while he was going on the highway, very high speed, the dog, for no reason, jumped out and instantaneously killed. That demon of suicide that came out of that lady went and inside the dog and killed the dog. Brothers and sisters, what God has revealed in His Word, we need to take it. Don't try to understand everything. And be serious of what God says. He said, I will send you out. You will go and cast out demons. Do it. Do it. Because He has given you the authority. It's not just coming to church and learning more and more and more. So those two children, those twins, they are probably now about 20 years. They married, I think, probably, right? Those boys. And their birth was miraculous birth, mind you. That's the lady. They said they had to cut open and then see whether it's a growth or whatever, pregnancy. So when we prayed and then she went back to the hospital, they found, how come we didn't see these twins inside? Yeah, because it blinded you. You gynecologist, you can't see through your instrument when the demons cover you. But God has given the power to his church. Amen. You can't say amen. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. So we need to cover and protect everything that God has given us. That's our responsibility. Yeah. You know, I wasn't actually doing all these things, even in Switzerland, when I was ministering to some people. And the devil turned around and attacked my daughter. And afterwards attacked my wife. Yeah. He can attack the elders and make them to come against the pastor. That's what happened in the last church, in the Tamil church over here. It brought confusion. They just, you know, they were growing and God was delivering them. And the demons, they came back and they attacked their minds. Oh, yes. So we need to protect all what has been entrusted to us. Nothing is automatic. See? So everything that we have, those who are close to us, must be constantly, we must claim the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. The enemy cannot bypass the blood of Jesus. See, when some groups came at gunpoint to get the instruments of the church, I said no. Then they came again. I said no, I can't give them. Then they came to shoot. And then afterwards, I said, okay, if that is okay, you want to do that, take it and go. But it's gone. So the two men came in a truck to get all our instruments, all the. So as they came and stood in front of me, I laid hands on the instruments and I started to say this, Father, I claim the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ upon all these things. And these two drivers who came in the truck, he said, Brother, we don't want to do this. We are going. We don't want it. And they ran. I was wondering, what happened? And that night, the devil attacked them. At gunpoint, we told you to get that instrument. You will be shot if you don't bring that. So they came the following day. And they said, Brother, I said, what? They are going to shoot us. Please, we don't want to do this. We know that you are worshiping the Lord with these things. But please, they were in tears. They came to shoot us, brother. I said, don't worry. I said, lay the hands again. Lord Jesus, it's yours. But I released them. They took it and went. But the mistake that I really made was, I did not do that on a daily basis. I just waited until the enemy came in. There are so many times we stop reading the word, meditating the word, studying the word, and we wait until problems hit us. We wait until the enemy comes inside the house. We wait until the enemy hits the minds of our children. And they are taken captive now. And God says, that was your responsibility. I gave that responsibility to you. Nothing is automatic. The blood has been given. The word has been given. The anointing has been given. The name of Jesus has been given. God has given teachers and pastors and evangelists. Everything has been supplied. And here we are, taking it very lightly, singing our songs, and allowing the devil to go on just in guerrilla warfare. Just ripping off people's lives, destroying families, destroying individual lives, killing people before their time, separating people, bringing division in the family, making the husband to be a madman or the wife. Let me say, it is the work of the enemy. The church has been just doing nothing. Just taking notes, taking down, getting more and more, attending conferences, but doing nothing against the devil. Brother Prince, he started to give up the radio ministry, and they had all brand new equipments, and then they prayed and all. And they started it. Not one equipment worked that day. And they had to really get down on their knees and break those things and then bind those spirits that are trying to hold. Why? The devil doesn't want the word of God to go everywhere. Yeah. He will attack, do anything in order to stop you and me from getting our hands on the word. Getting hooked to the word of God. If he can take the word of God from you and me, we are defeated. We are defeated. It's not knowledge, but stepping into the word, what you have learned, and putting it into practice and applying it in our lives. Taking the authority. What's the good of having authority when you don't use it? Jesus paid his life to give this authority to us. I have given you authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents. And overall, the power of the enemy is defeated. You are more than a conqueror. Come on, rise up and do it. As I now going to heaven to be with my Father, I'm sending you the Lord Holy Spirit. What are we doing? Singing, playing, just taking life easy. As if nothing has happened. Just saying a few prayers here and there when there is a problem. Oh Lord, please help me. Now, when is the last time you took authority? When's the last time you said, devil, it is enough? You have received so much. When is the last time you were binding some of those things that have been attacking you, your mind, and even in your house? But you're looking at the person where the attack is coming. You're looking at your husband, your wife, or somebody else. Instead of fighting spiritually, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a spiritual warfare. You will never fight the enemy with your mind. You will never fight the enemy because you worry. It is a spiritual warfare. You bind those things. You tell that person, you cannot operate through this person. I bind you in your name. You think that you saying once is enough. No. You must have a breakthrough. You have to, the words you will have to come out of your mouth. But the devil will prevent you. He will take away your time. That's why everything that we see, well, the girdle of truth is the word of God. The breastplate of righteousness is the word of God. The shoes of the preparation of the gospel is the word of God. The message is the word. It is the word of God. And now what we are having? The shield of faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, the word of God. You have no word? How can you have faith? You have nothing to stand on. You have nothing to stand on. When you have the revelation word, when you are living daily, when you are feeding upon the word, oh, you are having these many shields around you. And when the enemy attacks in your mind, when the enemy attacks comes through in somebody else, and you will put that shield out, you can laugh at the enemy. Oh, this person has a real problem. You know, when somebody ignores you, somebody attacks you, somebody accuses you, you feel sorry for them. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Lord, help me help this person. But if you get offended, that shows how weak you are. You, because you're so self-centered, you're self-pity. Self-pity is a demon. That's number one demon enemy that will open the door for all the other demons to come and attack you. Always remember, put that in your hard drive. Inside your spirit. Did you hear me, Dino? You'll understand it. That has to remain all the time. Self-pity, dangerous. Dangerous. Opens up for all the other demons. Now, so everything God has given, we need to protect through the shield of faith. See, the shield of faith. And afterwards, what happened with Brother Prince's ministry, what I just read from his book, that many of his people were involved in his ministry began to get sick. And also there are kind of confusion among one another. And there were division setting in. And they had to get into fasting and break those things. Take authority in the heavenlies and bind those things. And afterwards, the unity came back again. The confusion was removed. Hear this from me. When two people are born again Christians, truly born again, they are at war in words with one another. Let's say they are into any argument. There can be only one reason, because the spirit of confusion has settled upon them. Without the spirit of confusion, they can never keep on arguing. Confusion brings a state that you do not know what's happening. You forget that there is an enemy working, that you are caught by the enemy. That's why the Bible says, before argument starts, stop it. It's like the water broken out of a dam. Stop it. You see? So we need to protect the word through the word. The shield. The shield. Daily as you take in word, meditate, your shield gets stronger, because you are living in the revelation knowledge. You're not just reading for the sake of reading it. You're not just reading the word and just, you know, how I read that couple of scriptures. No, you are living in the revelation knowledge. The more revelation knowledge and you walk in it, your shield gets stronger. And we can laugh like Elijah. When they start praying for those demons, crying out to Baal, and you can laugh. Come on, maybe that he has gone for some meal, or maybe he's sleeping. Cry loud. That's a shield of faith. You can laugh at somebody or feel sorry at somebody who curses you because of the shield of faith. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That word is rhema. Rhema word. Romans 10:17. Spoken word. So the word of God, not only to be studied, memorized, and we need to dig deep in and keep those words in our hearts. We need to speak those words out. Share those words. See, Genesis chapter 14 verse 1, we see the shield, what God said to Abraham. Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham, I am your shield." God is your shield. Jesus Christ is your shield. The Holy Spirit is your shield. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, your life is hid with Christ in God. You are covered. You are shielded. God is our shield. Amen? Yeah, the person of God. So that's the first thing he said to Abraham. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. How many of us, we say that in prayer? Jesus, you are my shield. You are my covering, Lord. We don't. And the devil makes us forget that the Lord is our shield. See? Psalm 5 verse 12. Fifth Psalm verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. In my Bible, the words that are not in the original are in italics. So the word with is in italics. So actually God was saying, you know what God is saying through David? With favor you will surround him as a shield. He is our shield. His favor is our Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jehovah. So he will shield us from all the attacks of the enemy. We should know this. Number one, God is our shield. Don't depend on your own faith or whatever. Jesus Christ is our shield. His blood is our shield. His word is our shield. Now Proverbs 30 verse 5. I want to show something here. Even though God is our shield, see what it says. Chapter 30 verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield. Now he's talking about the word and he immediately says he. Why? God and his word are one. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So he says every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. So he talks about the personality of God, the word of God, every word of God is pure. And then immediately he says, he is a shield. The word is a shield. Now you can see the same pattern. Speaking about the personality of God and immediately, or the word of God, and immediately it switches off. Instead of saying the word, he says he. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. You find that there. The word of God is living and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, right? You remember that? And then watch that, what he is going to continue saying. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature from his sight. We're talking about the word. And now he says, we're thinking that he's going to talk about the word. And there is no creature that is hidden from the word of God. But he says, his sight. The word and God are one. So God is our shield. His word is our shield. How much of word you have inside your heart? I'm not talking about the word in your Bible. I'm not talking about the scriptures that's in your notebook. The word inside our heart. That's the thing that the devil trembles. When a person is full of the word and is walking in that word and is rejoicing in that word and is speaking that word out, the devil really trembles. In fact, let me say this. The Lord may take you in front of a family or someone who needs deliverance. And when you are under the anointing and the word of God is really live inside your heart, that man or woman will begin to tremble. I don't know why. They tremble. And I have witnessed this. Because of the power of the anointing that is in his word. His word is a shield. Amen. Psalm 91:4. Look at that one. We need the shield. God is our shield. The word of God is our shield. 91:4. Psalm 91 verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His truth. What is his truth? Thy word is truth. John 17:17. So the word of God, I feel something. The word of God is our shield. When we speak the promises of God and speak it out with real power, with, you know, you can't just say some scriptures, oh well, the Lord is my strength and my fortress, in whom I will trust. What is that? You think that the devil is going to... In fact, the devil will still say sorry for you. Poor thing. He can't even say the word of God. What's the matter with her? He comes to steal the word. He comes to destroy the word with worries. The more worries he can give you, he will destroy the word. The sower, the parable is all about the word. And if you don't understand that one, you understand nothing. And the devil comes to steal. The devil comes to kill and destroy. The word. And that's why he keeps us busy. Oh, I was so busy, Pastor. I'm so tired, Pastor. Yeah. So I can see that on your face. You're tired, yes. He will do anything to keep us away from the word. No word, no God. No power, no anointing, nothing. And don't learn it. Don't study it for knowledge. Prove it. It is pure. Practice it. Get on with the business. For you have been called in such a time as this. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. So you must have enough word of God, the shield to cover you. See? You know, let me say, this takes studying, speaking the word, memorizing, mixing the word of God in our normal conversations. All the time, Jesus referred to the word of God. The Pharisees come with the question, what about the fasting? We all fast. But why you people, your disciples don't fast? Then he will come out with something from the word of God. What is that and what is it? And he will say, how have you read it? What do the scriptures say? How did you read? Always he will go to the scriptures. He will always, he was focused on the scriptures. He spoke. Do we do like that? That person said, Pastor, this person said, but in her opinion, she may be right. You think it's right for me to do? Yeah. Listen to all the opinions, everything. All the demons will speak to you through people. And then the counselor, the only counselor, the Holy Spirit and the word of God, you don't think about it. And you don't give first place. And therefore, you are defeated all the time. And you don't say, what does God say? I just want to know. Jehoshaphat was confronted with the situation. And then Ahab come and said that, yeah, he says the 400 prophets are saying the same thing. What about you? Now, are you coming with me for the battle? And Jehoshaphat said, no. Wait. Is there a prophet of the Lord here? That man knew. Let the 400 prophets say one thing, I don't care. But is there a prophet of the Lord here? Amen. So we need to go to the reality. Hallelujah. We need to go to the reality. The devil is all out to deceive people. So we must have the nourishment of God's word in our daily lives to use the shield of faith, the light of God's word. David said, the entrance of your word. He didn't say the reading of your word. The entrance of your word gives light. He didn't say the taking down of your words. It's entrance of your word. Word must go in to our spirit. Gives what? Light. Revelation. When that revelation comes, your shield gets stronger. You're stronger. You just have a shield like that. Your hip is open now. Then you put it under your face is open. You must have a shield like a door where Paul is talking of. That shield must be strong. You see, that takes effort. That takes work. We need to sit and memorize and study, dig into scriptures, speak to one another. What did you say? I think in my opinion, where did you get that from the Bible? Can you show me? Do we talk like that? We don't. We accept the opinions. And therefore, we are defeated. The devil can send anybody and we just accept it. See, 1 Samuel 17, 44 and 45, we read in this place where the David was confronted with Goliath. He came with words. You remember that? He came with words. But David held out his shield. Hallelujah. 44 and 45. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the hosts, God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Can you see that? He had a big javelin, he had a spear, he had a shield, he had a helmet and everything. David was without anything. But David was covered with the presence of God. He was covered with the shield of God, which is the word of God. And he spoke, and because he was meditating on God's word, even though he had all the things in his hands, Goliath was so big. And he said, no, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And I come today, the Lord will surrender you into my hands, deliver you into my hands. He was holding up his shield. He had no physical shield. Saul tried to give him something. He said, no, I don't want this. Can you see that? Because he had the faith, the shield of faith to come against the enemy, even though the enemy cursed him. Do you have something to say against the enemy? When is the last time that you put your shield on? Pastor, pray. Pastor, this demon coming and attacking me in my dream. The shield of faith. Do you have it?
I come back so tired, Pastor. So tired. Before I could read one chapter, I am about to sleep. And I know that God understands. And I know the devil also let me, won't let me free. But what to do? We will just continue.
Those who hold up the shield of faith, they've got work to do. They're the ones who prepare. They're the ones who memorize. They're the ones who, I said, what? What did the devil say to you? That was not that man's voice. That was the devil. That was a demon speaking through that man.
Oh, you know, I thought he was speaking to me.
Sometimes I hear the people and they say, Lord, when will you give them revelation? That the words that's coming out of that person is not from him, not from her. It's a devil, demon speaking.
We're so dumb to know who is speaking.
See? No shield of faith, nothing to hold on. See? So that's why David prayed, the Lord is my shield. He said, he confessed, he is my shield and my buckler. Hallelujah. Are you there? Are you just taking down notes or taking it into your heart? Are you taking it into your heart? Man, this is really the crux of the matter. There are so many believers today in churches, but they are not doing their job what God has given them to do. No. Just praying and singing. Just wearing nice clothes and everything. That's nothing wrong in wearing nice clothes. The devil will attack whether you wear or not. You see, nice clothes or dirty clothes, doesn't matter. He's after you, not your clothes. Remember that. But what I am saying is, we must mean business. We have to take every word and test it. Lord, what about this? What about this? When is the last time you read the word to the enemy? The early days of my salvation, my brother-in-law and all my family got so wild. And they were going, oh, you just left our religion. I was a Roman Catholic. Where does it say? I said, wait. And I don't know much scripture in my heart. But I was, wait. I will run inside my house, room. I will take the Bible. I will take it and I will try to, in front of him, before I could open, he's missing. I said, Lord, what's the matter with these people? They don't want to listen to me. I want to show them something from the word. And the Holy Spirit has to speak to me later on. No, they're frightened. They're frightened. Because you're going to read the word, they're going to frighten. I have seen demonic people shutting their ears when I read the Bible. So I tell people, hold their hands. Oh, you're so tough. Get the hands down, hold them tightly, and get other person to read. Read it. My goodness, how many churches you can hear the word of God today? All the demons must be having a ballroom. With all the, sometimes including the pastor. Oh, the demons learn their steps inside the churches. Why? There's no word. There is no anointing. Word of God is not lifted up. Programs are lifted up. When is the next camp meeting? On what are we going? Bus? What are the big coaches? Or go train. You go as a little devil, come back as a big devil.
You know, that's what happened.
I am not against all these things. I love it. Whether a camp or a tent or whatever. But we must mean business. Come out, you devil. Throw your best shot. Come. We are here. And you fold your sleeves and say, come, Holy Spirit. You come and stand in front of us and we will hide behind you. Yeah, we must hide behind the Lord, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. And God said, stand still. So when you stand still, the devil comes and sees, this looks like Jesus. Wow. Until you open your mouth and say some silly thing. And they say, oh, he's diva. And that's That's why God said, that's it. Let the devil accuse you. Stand still. See, we think that God is saying those things for just, you know. But we just open our mouths and then make silly remarks and show the devil, it's me, devil. Even though my life is hid with Christ, in God, I just come out to show myself who I am. So the devil slaps us and he was, oh, Jesus, what happened? Get the word inside. I just can't wait for the time when some of you will rise up and start casting out devils from here. Won't that happen? Hey, let this family go. No, yes, get out in the name of Jesus. Leave. Take all your curses. Take everything that you put on in that sister. Enough of your time. We are here. Yes, the God's army is here. Hallelujah. That's why the armor of God has been given. And what is the church teaching, Sam? 7 steps. Second step. Third one. And people come with bondages. They go with bondages. One person said, hey, I think your church is cult. Because my daughter is listening to the word all the time. Is that right? Well, I'm so glad at least one person got hooked to it. If not everyone, I'd like everyone to be like that. I never told him that. But I said, oh God, I was rejoicing. While he was worrying. All the time, word. I said, yeah. Yes. That the word, nothing can replace the word. Oh yes, when it catches fire, nobody can stop you. The first people who think that you are mad will be your home people. When that happens to you, come and join me. Hallelujah. Oh yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are called in such a time. So brothers and sisters, we need to have this, the whole armor. We need to put on the whole armor of God. And we know about the girdle of truth. And then the breastplate of righteousness. And the shoes, the preparation of the gospel. And then the shield of faith. The shield of faith. You cannot have faith without the revelation of God's word. It's a spoken word. Praise the name of Jesus. And now, how much I have time? 2 minutes? Is that right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Did you understand this? Yeah, yes. Why, is that the way you want to tell the devil you understood? Did you understand?
Yes.
Oh my God. I heard Sugu's voice. Every one of you, put on the armor. Don't go to the war without your dress. Don't go. No, put on the whole armor. We're not finished with it yet. We are finished 4, right? There are 6 pieces. Yeah, we need to see. The 5th one is the helmet of salvation, helmet of deliverance. And then the sword of the Spirit. The church is leaving all these things. In fact, even studying these things. Knowledge, keeping it in their notebooks, and the devil, he has them for a breakfast. He just chews them like sandwich, and they say, Pastor, my husband is so hard. Can I divorce him? And all the time, they run to the altar call, Pastor. They have heard about the armor. They have heard about the warfare. And still, they are babes. Pastor is all the time with the, what is it called? That's stuck. Passy?
Is that what you call? Is that right? And then soother? Yeah, we call soother. And pastor is all the time with a big pile of napkins. And he says, oh, this one has wet. Wait a minute now. They are not grown. Spiritually, I'm talking of. What's happening?